Keith, hi.
Hi, Maz.
Hey, it was so nice to stare at you briefly on the computer screen. Could you see me?
Yes, I could see you. You look freezing.
I am. I've got a scarf on because it is really cold in here. Anyway, I'm just picturing you still there and we're chatting now. So, hi.
Hi.
Maz was in space for a bit there. She got pretty excited. So,
did you see me changing the background?
I saw that. I sort of... It's nice that you joined all the billionaires in outer space at night.
I mean, look, if Gandhi and I were in a rocket, that's the one that you want to be on, going to space, right?
Definitely.
Keith, is it something that you would consider? That there is talk of a lot of celebrities going up into space. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
I can close my eyes and be there and save $250,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a very expensive 11 minutes, isn't it?
I've had more expensive 11 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
Gee, I'd love to know what that is, Keith.
I don't know what that means.
I'd love it.
Not going to keep probing.
No,
just
that's good.
Move on through and talk about the spinny chairs on The Voice.
That's quality. That's quality stuff. Hey, The Voice, man, exciting. Channel 7, it is back and you're on it. How's it all been going for you?
It was really good. I mean, I haven't done The Voice since the very first season and didn't know what to expect. But when I got on the set with Guy Sebastian and Jessica Mauboy, Rita Ora for the first day, I could tell right away this was going to be a really fun group. And it was a blast from beginning to end.
So is the first time that you meet the other coaches on day one of the blind auditions?
No. Jess and Guy, I've known for a while. I've sung with both of them over the years at different times. Rita, I met really briefly at an award show one time, so I didn't really know Rita. But we all went out to dinner a couple of nights before the first day of shooting, and it was just such a good group of people. I can't wait for people to get to see the show.
Was that the really expensive 11 minutes, that dinner?
Not that one, no.
Another one for another time. Hey, spinning of the chairs, for me, that seems very exciting. Is the novelty of that worn off yet, or is that just...
No, it is exciting. Well, because, like, you're sitting there with your back to someone, you have no idea what's going on. Here's the other thing that people forget. We don't know anything about their backstories. So everybody at home is watching this backstory of this person before they come on. And then, of course, they're like, well, you got to turn for them. But we don't know anything about their backstory. We're just listening to them sing. But I'll tell you, I was amazed at how many unique voices I ended up hearing on this season. I didn't expect to hear so many really unique singers. So I was super proud of it.
How often when you turn around does the artist look like what you picture in your head? Because when Jamie and I, my wife, we watch it, we'll shut our eyes before they walk out. And then when we open our eyes, they look nothing like their voices. That must do your head in, Keith.
It does your head in. Yeah, it's a plus and a minus at times.
Are you ever tempted to turn back around?
You're not allowed to.
Agree. But, you know, like a great voice is a great voice, and then it's just about finding the right songs and all the rest of it. So, yeah, really cool.
Do you know, and when The Voice very first launched, I actually had like a bit of a, like I had the radio crew that I was working with at the time come over to my house and we turned our couch around to face the wall.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, and so we were doing the blind audition as you guys were, and because obviously we couldn't fashion together a button which would turn the couch around, you just had to jump over the back of the couch if you liked what you heard, and I sprained my wrist.
Right.
So I have like an injury from watching The Voice.
You're committed. I like that, Maz.
Hey, Keith, we also, because we are a little tight for time just given the technical issues we had, but you have announced that you're doing an Australian tour, the Speed of Now tour. You must be looking forward to getting out there and doing some live music for your Australian fans.
Oh, mate, beyond. We were supposed to tour Australia December last year, and of course we didn't even get to announce the tour before we had to reschedule it. So I haven't played in front of the live audience since February or beginning of March 2020.
Oh, wow.
And as long as I've been playing gigs, I've never gone this long without playing a gig. So we're just ready to go.
Hey, while we're talking about live performances, can we book you in for 2032 to play at the Brisbane Olympics opening ceremony?
Yeah, Absolutely.
I've got no pull on that, by the way. I just thought it would be nice to get a verbal commitment from you, and then maybe somebody who can do something about it has heard that now.
I was stoked for Brizzy to get that. You know, it's like it's 10 years away, but at the same time, I think it's going to just go off up in Brizzy. The last time I think they had, what did they have, the Commonwealth Games or something up there?
They're that so sounds about right. It. On the Gold Coast?
Yeah,
the
that's right.
Games?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. They did it well. Yep. I think it's going to be an amazing Olympic Games. Just one more thing before we let you go. It is a little left field, but it popped up on the show. Keith, do you have an air fryer by any chance? And if so, what are you cooking in it? Because we're obsessed with air fryers.
Oh, okay. No, I don't. Well, I don't have an air fryer. What are you cooking in your air fryer?
Everything.
You got to get one, man. It's so easy. Please get it. If there's one thing that we can pass on to you, it's get yourself an air fryer. They're amazing.
Well, give me an example. What's the best thing to cook in my air fryer?
Okay, so we've got this segment on the show that we've just launched called TikTok Made Me Do It, where if you see something on TikTok and then you try it, you let us know what it is. I've seen a video for making pasta chips in the air fryer. So you like cook the pasta and then you like drain it, put a bit of olive oil and some Parmesan cheese and some seasoning, bang it in the air fryer for I think 5 or 6 minutes and you've got pasta chips.
Wow. Are they as good as they sound? Because they sound fantastic.
Well, I'm going to make them on the show, so tune in and you'll find out.
All right. I'm just going to go get an air fryer. I'll give it
yes.
a go.
Yes.
Great.
Do that. Take it from someone who does no cooking at home. The air fryer is the key.
Win.
It is the win. It's the win, Keith. Keith, always a good time,
man.
Thank
you for the tip.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing we can pass on to you. We love having you on the show. The Voice starts August 8th on Channel 7, and check the dates out for the Speed of Now Australian tour from Keith Urban. Mate, can't wait till we chat again soon.
Likewise, Daniel. Good to see you, Maz.
See ya.
Thanks, Keith.
Bye.